meaningwave.com. Because happiness is a side effect of meaning.
Cure the Dawn is?
Of course, he's amazing.
What? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Make some noise. What's cracking, baby? How you do it?
On my camera.
Boom! There you go. What's up? What's up? Is everything functioning? How you doing? Make some noise. Check, check. Mic check. 1, 2. Let me know how you. Let me know if you can hear things properly. Let me know if you can see things properly. Let me know if the volume is as you would, you know, as the volume would be in a world that is ideal. Yeah. What is this? This is crazy. This is a beat that I made at some point that I have no memory of making, that I've never used for anything, and I don't know how it just appeared in my DJ library in this manner, but it did. It's kind of hard, right? What's up, everybody? Glad to see you all here. A portal did not open up and suck us into hell, as far as I can tell. Maybe that's already where we dwell. Hey, thank you, Jason. Jason just sent me a message in the Slack. He said, audio and video are great. That's exactly what we want to know. That's what we want to hear. Greatness or why bother? Greatness or what are we even doing here, right? Let me just pull up my the stream on here so I can see what you're saying while I'm looking in this direction. There we go. There we go. Who we got in the house? It's cracking members time. Yeah, yeah. Who's in first? Fool Killer. King Fool Killer. What's up, Meta Jester? What's up? Shaky, what's up? Astra, what's up? Austin, what's up? Jason. Sagittarius. Chris. Dubendorf. Tim. What's up, Tim? Free consciousness coming through with the first request like a G. I even need to tell y'all, it's the Super Request Show. It's the Meaning Wave Super Request Show. Friday night, people were like, Akira the Dome, when is the next Super Request Show? There has not been one for ages. I said, Monday. I said, Lunes. Oh, shit, Lunes. I wonder if Lunes is also moon-related as a word. Of course, it was the eclipse today. My son was very interested. He was also very interested in why I didn't want him, like, running around outside in it. I was trying to explain the concept of the ancients and people working things out over thousands of years and etymology of words like lunatic, but he was annoyed about that. Can't blame him. Lunes. That's Mexican for today. What's up, Richard, the producer? Can't make the stream tonight. What about, how am I reading you? I totally got after it today in a massive workout. I'll be listening to the stream tomorrow when I get it again. Kira, awesome new video. Hey, thanks. Hey, who saw the new video? I was up till 5 o'clock this morning. I was up till 5 o'clock yesterday morning and previous mornings, but I actually finished editing this one at exactly 3:33 this morning and then was up for another hour or so doing things with the render. Mute Barbecue, what's up? Demolition Daddy, what's up, Daddy? What's up, Demolition Daddy? Big Bad Wolf! Where Big Bad Wolf made did you get a new PR today? I think I saw that somewhere. We're going in, baby. We're going in. What up, Leticia Mendoza Macedo? What's up? We're going in.
They would do very traumatic things to you underwater with your scuba gear on. Rip it off. Rip your face mask off. Tie your regulator hoses and knots. Just create total mayhem. And eventually they do things that are so horrible to you that you have to come to the surface. And when you came to the surface, what they told you to do immediately was say the words.
I feel fine. I feel fine.
Said it was some proof that you were neurologically okay. I'm not sure if I believe that. I think what they were really doing was programming us for when there's total mayhem and chaos, we get a chance to get our breath instead of freaking out.
Fine.
Instead of freaking out, you just look up and say, I feel fine.
I feel fine. I feel fine. I feel fine. I feel fine.
I feel fine.
Whoa.
I feel fine.
I feel fine. What's crazy about this being picked first is that I was in CrossFit just before I came here, and one of the homies was back after being away for 3 months, and she was feeling sick and shit like that. And she got through, was it the first bit? I think the first part of the workout. And like, she was like, I was like, you okay? She goes, I feel fine. I was like, oh shit, you know that one. She knows, she's a fan of the music. But she hadn't heard that one, I don't think. And I explained the concept of that one to her and one of the other guys. He was like, I've been doing that. I always do that. It's a good thing. I feel fine. I was doing it. I went higher than normal on my 30 rep front squat. I feel fine. I did.
My advice.
Anyway, super request show. Super chat your request to get that shit requested. And thus play. That one was for free consciousness. What an absolute lord.
No matter what kind of chaos and mayhem you are facing, look at the world and just say, I feel fine. Let's get some.
Get some!
Meaningwave.com. Because happiness is a side effect of meaning.
That's right. Any reason you're not playing? Hello, machine thing. Come on, man. Life really is suffering sometimes. It worked. We're in the house. En la casa. What's it mean, barbecue? Whistle, posse, make some noise.
The world is, we matter if you think you're dumb, no matter if you think you're fat, no matter if you are fat, no matter if you've been bullied, no matter if you just got back from Iraq or Afghanistan, and you have no legs or your arms or whatever, man, we all have greatness. It just, you gotta find the courage. You gotta find the courage to put your Bose headphones on and silence the noise out of this world. And to find it. And to find it, because it's out there, but it's gonna take hard work, courage, self-discipline.
It's
gonna take all the non-cognitive skills to be great.
To be great.
It's gonna take hard work, courage, self-discipline. It's gonna take all the non-cognitive skills. It's gonna take all the non-cognitive skills to be great. The impact I want to have in the world is for everybody to be able to face who they are. I want to have that kind of impact where you can go on TV. You can put your life on a billboard. You're not ashamed of who the fuck you are. You're not ashamed of what life made you, what you helped life make you. All that bad shit that's now in this big pot that's stirring, you're no longer ashamed of it. You realize we're all fucked up. Stop judging yourself against other fucked up people who have hidden it better than you. That's all they've done. They've mastered shit better than you have, and now they're flipping it back on you and saying you're fucked up. I want you to realize that this world, life, is one big head game. And once you learn to play the motherfucking head game, it's no longer a game anymore at all.
Liberty life! Yeah!
Could take
all the non-cognitive skills to be great. All the non-cognitive skills to be great.
It takes hard work, courage, self-discipline.
Yeah.
It takes all the non-cognitive skills.
Hey, hey, this guy
all the non-cognitive skills
to be great. To be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be great.
Ba 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 da ba. Yo, Mute Barbecue, to be great. Shouts out to you.
Great.
I'm trying to remember now. Is this the last track on the album, or was It's Okay last track on the album? I can't even remember. Now, and I got to revisit this Goggins record, because I'm working on Goggins 2 right now.
Great.
And I just need to, like, reference.
To be great.
Make sure that everything is as it should be in terms of, you know.
Great.
Continuations and referencing and all that sort of thing. Yeah! I got so many songs done this weekend, it was great. It's gonna be great. It was great. I did Saturday, I just did music till like silly in the morning. It was Friday. What was I doing? Yeah, it was Thursday. That was it. It was all night Thursday, all day Thursday. Thursday night, I was doing music video. And Friday day doing music video, and then I did the stream and it was dope, and then all Saturday I did Goggins music and that was so ace, and then all Sunday it was music video.
To be great. Smart is good, all this stuff is good, that's all cognitive. It's the non-cognitive skills that sets you apart from everybody else. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this was the last track. Yeah, this was definitely the last track. Yo, Leticia Mendoza Macedo.
Never regard something as doing you good, as it makes you break your word, or lose your self-respect. That makes you hate, suspect or execrate. It can't be doing you good if it makes you act a hypocrite.
Oh.
What you desire for anything
best
done behind closed doors. A man who puts first his own mind and in it
reality, and the holy rites of its excellence makes no scene, no wailing, no gnashing of teeth, no
anything.
Needs no solitude, nor no company. Above all, you'll be free from fear and desire, from fleeing or flying, from death caring how many hours your soul in your body got left. If it's time for you to go, leave. Your whole life long. They say your mind is in. There's never far into a reasonable social being. Never regard something's doing you good. If it makes you break your word or lose your self-respect, then it makes you hate, suspect or execrate. It can't be doing you good. If it makes you act a hypocrite or to desire for anything, best done behind closed doors. Chastened and purified, no wound, no abscess you will find. His life's not cut short by death, in the manner of an actor who left before he played his role, before the story's told, before the play is over, before the curtain falls. In him is nothing servile, no lies, no exaggerations, no clinging, no disdain,
no excuses, no evasions.
Never regard something's doing you good. If he makes you break your word self-respect, then makes you hate, suspect or execrate. It can't be any good if it makes you act a hypocrite or to desire for anything. Best time behind closed doors.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Kira the Don, Marcus Aurelius, that was out on DSPs on Friday, and the music video just dropped today. Just dropped a couple hours ago, just after the eclipse and all that. Boom! Boom! Thank you, Letitia, for that request. That was a very good super request. Casey, great week, woo. Free consciousness, love to see an inspired Akira. Chinchilla Manila, we need more whistling. Peter, this is exactly what I popped over to see and hear. Mr. Accord, Behind Closed Doors is one of your best, Akira. Hey, thank you. In the words of Backman Turner, Overdrive, baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet. But you'll be seeing it soon enough. We are now, I believe it's 10 days away. Is it 11, 10 or 11 days away from Meditations Volume 2? Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? And for those people who have been asking, the campaign is still backable. It finished, so we're no longer in the epic racy quest. But you can still order things off of it. And people have been doing so, and shouts out to them. Where is my thing? Mexican peso. We have a new, here's what someone messaged the other day saying, oh, can I still back the campaign? You can still buy things and you can still, back stuff on the campaign. Yeah, we haven't closed it yet. And, we have a new, producer. We have a new producer, the other day. So they are, we have now four producers. Shouts out to our producers. You guys are epic. I was just going over the artwork, approving the artwork. Here's the thing, actually. Yeah, if you want a producer, if you want your name on the CD, that's going into production like tomorrow. maybe the day tomorrow or the day after. I was just approving the artwork like just now and going over the, which is looking amazing, by the way. Jake has been doing an amazing job doing the layouts on that, just like he did with the Dune one, which he did amazing work on as well. But yeah, if you want your name in the CD itself, then that will have to be in the next couple of days, because then they'll be pressed. You know, so there is that to consider with such things. Anyway, what else? Campaign-related stuff. CDs have been designed. I was approving those today. Yeah, the trading cards, they have arrived at the fulfillment center. They've already been done. The beautiful holographic trading cards, they're ready to go. What else? Captain Jack will be arriving in Mexico tomorrow.
Perfect.
If you remember, part of the point of the campaign was to get Captain Jack over and film some high quality music videos. So if you enjoy what I did on my own with the Better Than Justice and Behind Closed Doors music videos, then just you wait and see what we do with Captain Jack. So I'm very excited about that. Shouts out Akira, says Malicious. Shouts out to Malicious, says Akira. Free Consciousness says that quality. Hey, quality. Bo, whom we are, Novak says Stoic Wave. Exactly, all that. Letitia says, thank you for creating it. Wonderful. Hey. We're so close to all enjoying Meditations Volume 2 together. Meditations together. That's what the two is for. The two in Meditations 2 is for together, because we're all going to be enjoying it together. Together forever and ever. Anyway, so that's all very exciting. Shout out to everyone loves it. Life is good. You know what I mean?
Give you. Life is good.
what's up, gang?
Like, it's cool to have one.
Life is good.
It's cool to have one.
Headbutt the like.
Life is good.
Share the link somewhere.
Like, it's cool to have one.
Spam the chat with nuke emojis.
Good. Life.
Let's go. Chinchilla Manila. Life is good. Gareth V. Grant Delay.
That are at the heart of everything I am personally and everything professionally. Personally, it's really simple. Family first. Professionally, it's not that much different. 99% of what we deal with doesn't matter. If you religiously follow just a few core philosophies that mean most to you, everything else will naturally fall into place. And dirt.
Yeah. Someone was asking how many subs till we get a Gary V emoji. The next emoji slot opens up in, what is it, 20? Nine more members and we unlock a new emoji slot. So there you go.
Without dismay, you are smitten. You think there's no chance for you, son. Why the best books have not yet been written? The best race, it hasn't been run. The best score, it hasn't been made yet. The best song, it hasn't been sung. The best tune, it hasn't been played yet.
Cheer up! The world is young!
No chance when the world is just eager for things that you are to create. If the store of true wealth is still meager, its needs are incessant and great. It yearns for more power than beauty.
Yeah, yeah.
More laughter, more love, more romance. More loyalty, labor, and duty. No chance, why there's nothing but chance. For the best rest, it hasn't been rhymed yet. The best house, it hasn't been planned. The highest peak hasn't been climbed yet. The mightiest rivers aren't spanned. Don't worry. The chances they have just begun.
Yo!
But the best jokes they haven't been
started.
And the best work it hasn't been done.
Andrew Pullman. What's up? 43 months of Andrew Pullman, and this is the request. Nice. Smart.
Rebel and dismay, you are smitten. You think there's no chance for you, son. Why the best books have not yet been written. The best race, it hasn't been run.
Yeah.
The best score, it hasn't been made yet. The best song, it hasn't been sung. The best tune, it hasn't been played yet.
Cheer up,
for the world is young. But the best rest, it hasn't been run yet. The best house, it hasn't been planned. The highest peak hasn't been climbed yet. The mightiest rivers aren't spanned.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
chances, they have just begun. But the best choice, they haven't been started. And the best work, it hasn't been done.
Cure the Dawn, Burton Bradley, Opportunity. Lyrics adapted from the poem written 100 years ago. People don't always know what I'm up to. People don't always know. I met a lady around here. She a coder. She's like, what do you do? I said, oh, I do music. She's like, oh, I code. I said, yeah, a lot of coding people like my shit. They tell me I've got a lot of people who code who like my shit. She was like, what's your name? I said, Akira the Dawn. She said, oh, I got one of your songs on my playlist. I'm doing the math, man. I said, exactly. Yes, there you go. You see, that's true. She said, I saw her like yesterday or whatever. She goes, oh, you got a new song. You got a new song out. It's great. I said, oh, thanks. Yeah. What did I say? I said, oh, yeah, the Marcus Aurelius one. She goes, oh, yeah, is that the other artist? I said, yeah. I adapted Meditations. And she's like, oh, what's that? It's like, you always assume people and everyone knows everything that you do. Not everybody knows that there's a book called Meditations by a fellow called Marcus Aurelius who happens to be a Roman emperor who happens to live nearly 2,000 years ago or thereabouts. People don't know this stuff. People don't know who Burton Bradley is. People don't know. You think everybody knows who Jordan Peterson is. They don't. They actually don't. You know, it's very easy to think you know that everyone else knows what you do. But they do not. And neither did you at one point.
Tell the truth,
Daniel Johnson.
Or at least don't lie.
No!
Do not do things that you hate.
That's right.
Act so that you can tell the truth about how you act. Pursue what is meaningful, not what is expedient. If you have to choose, be the one who does things instead of the one who is seen to do things. Pay attention. Assume that the person you are listening to might know something you need to know. Listen to them hard enough so that they will share it with you. Plan and work diligently to maintain the romance in your relationships. Be careful who you share good news with.
Be careful
who you share bad news with. Make at least one thing better.
Hey, every single place you go.
Imagine who you could be, and then aim single-mindedly at that. Do not allow yourself to become arrogant or resentful. Try to make one room in your house as beautiful as possible. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is
today.
Work as hard as you possibly can on at least one thing and see what happens. If old memories still make you cry, write them down carefully and completely. Maintain your connections with people. Carelessly denigrate social institutions or artistic achievement. Think yourself as if you were someone that you are responsible for helping. Ask someone to do you a small favor so that he or she can ask you to do one in the future. Want the best for you. Do not try to rescue someone who does not want to be rescued. And be very
careful about rescue someone who does. Nothing well done is insignificant. Set your house in perfect order before you criticize. Like the person you want to be. Be precise in your speech. Stand up straight.
Stand up straight.
With your shoulders back.
Yeah!
Don't avoid something frightening if it stands in your way. But don't do unnecessarily dangerous things. Do not let your children do anything. Do not transform your wife into a maid. Do not hide unwanted things.
And the fuck!
Notice that opportunity lurks where responsibility
has been abdicated.
Something written by someone great. Pet a cat when you encounter one on the street. Do not bother children when they are skateboarding.
Yeah!
Don't let bullies get away with it. Write a letter to the government. If you see something that needs fixing, to propose a solution. Remember that what you do not yet know is more important than what you already know. Be grateful. In spite of your suffering.
All the younger carry the nervous. Never regard something that's doing you good if it makes you break your word or lose your self-respect. That makes you hate, suspect or execrate. It can't be doing you good if it makes you act a hypocrite. Or to desire for anything, best time behind closed doors. Wise men say, only fools rush in.
Day to be alive. We give thanks to the ancestors for the miracle they bequeathed us. We vow to not squander this hitherto unimaginable opportunity. Meaning wave.
Yo, 42 rules for life going out to Daniel Johnson. A yes, chat, you were correct. Dr. Jordan B. Peterson recorded vocals especially for that song. You can't actually find him reading that or enunciating that anywhere else. That's a Meaning Wave exclusive right there.
Meaning Wave. Do you know who Akira the Dawn is?
Of course, he's amazing.
Yeah, RZA, I'm trying to get a little bit more into...
Laidlaw Nakikso! Just dropped 5 subs on the chat like nukes. Like nukes! That's the real path.
Just like, okay, I want to do this.
I call that going on offense.
Get after it.
And get beat on defense, you just going off. You gotta get after it. That's a good attitude when you think about thinking about doing it. Just go do it.
Don't waste time. Think about doing it.
Just go do it.
Don't waste time. Think about doing it. Just go do it. Don't waste time. Think about doing it. Just go do it. Think about doing it. Just go do it. Think about doing it. Just go do it.
Waste time. Just go do it.
Yeah.
Don't waste time thinking about even what you're going to do at the gym. Just go to the gym and figure it out when you get there.
I always tell people you can't sit around waiting until you're motivated to do something.
Do something.
Sit around waiting until you're motivated to do something.
Whoa.
Who knows when that's going to come? It may come, but it may not come. And it may only come twice a week. And if you're only coming twice a week, that's a lot less than you actually need. So you don't wait. You don't wait. You just put the discipline on.
Get up.
Think about doing it. Just go do it.
Don't waste time.
Think about doing it. Just go do it. Don't waste time.
Think about doing it.
Just go do it.
You think about doing it.
Just go do it.
You think about doing it.
Just go do it.
Don't waste time.
Think about doing it.
If you're thinking about smashing that like button.
Time. Think about doing it. Just go do it. Don't waste time.
You thinking about smashing that like. You think about smashing that like.
Think
about smashing that like.
Don't waste. The crazy thing is, speaking of emotional memory.
Ooh wee.
That's a guarantee. If you go to the gym, you get your workout in, or you do whatever thing you know you're supposed to do, it's a guarantee that when you get done, you're gonna feel better.
Ooh.
So remember that emotion, right? Put that thing in play that you can actually be done the way you're supposed to.
Oh, thinking about doing it, just go do it. Don't waste time.
You thinking about doing it, just go do it.
Don't waste time.
Think about doing it, just go do it.
Think about doing it, just go do it.
Don't waste time. Think about doing it,
just go do it.
Don't waste time.
If you're thinking about.
Don't waste time.
If you're thinking about.
Doing it.
If you're thinking about.
All together now.
Doing that.
Get that.
If you're thinking about doing it, if you're thinking about
get that hitter.
Go sit down. Sit down. Go sit down.
Yeah, yeah.
Get that motherfucking hitter, baby. Just go do it. Just go do it.
Life is as kind as you let it be.
Thank you, Mute Barbecue. Next one for Grant Delay. It's a Fear Factor. Love the backup vocals. Who are you really? Who are you really? Yo, smack the like if you've not yet smacked the like.
I didn't want to work with actors anymore, so I was happy that Fear Factor was no actors. Since I had a background in coaching, I was used to teaching people, and I was used to encouraging people and getting people motivated. When someone was nervous and they're about to do something, I could grab them and go, look at me, go, look at me. You could do this. You could do this. Look at me. You could do this. Look at me. You can do this. This is going to define you. If you back off, get scared, and give in to your fears, this is going to define you. Look at me. You can do this. Look at me. You can do this. If you just press and realize you can do this and succeed, it will define you in a positive way. You can do this. You can do this. It was completely unexpected. Because I thought the gig was just going to be these people do these crazy things. I make fun of it, you know, and we all cheer, and it would all play itself out into the reality show. But somewhere along the line, especially when they became really nervous, it was very intense. There was moments where I wanted these people to win. You know, I wanted these people to do their best. I wanted these people to succeed. There was one time, there was this father and the son competing against a mother and the daughter. And the father and the son were kind of jerks. And they thought that they were going to win. The parent and child teams had gotten down to two. And it was the man and his son versus the woman and her daughter. And everybody thought these jerks were going to win, and we were kind of bummed out about it. But the woman and her child, they just rose to the occasion. I mean, I remember talking to them and firing them up. I didn't know if they could do it. I didn't know if they could do it. Look at me. You can do this. Look at me. You can do this. This is going to define you. If you back off, get scared, give in to your fears, this is going to define you. Look at me. You can do this. Look at me. You can do this. If you just press and realize you can do this and succeed, it will define you in a positive way. You can do this. Some crazy thing that they had to climb and do this thing, had to gather flags, and it was all the time. The kind of jerky son, the jerky dad, they kept screwing up. They fucked up because they'd kind of taken it for granted that they were going to win. A lot of times jerks are just insecure. And when they're under pressure, when they're really faced with real pressure, like this is the real moment. Who are you really? Who are you really? Fuck all that talk. Who are you really? They fall apart. The mother and the daughter won. You're talking about a hard crew of people that had watched people eat animal dicks, jump out of helicopters, season after season, episode after episode. Everybody cried. The camera people, like I'll cry now if I'm thinking about it. Just seeing their spirit when they were figuring out a way to win, watching them win. Like to this day, do this. Look at me. You can do this. This is going to define you. If you back off, get scared, and give in to your fear, this is going to define you. Look at me. You can do this. Look at me. You can do this. If you just press and realize you can do this and succeed, it will define you in a positive way. You can do this.
The sad thing.
I tear up for happy things. It's never been sad things. It's very hard to get me to cry with sad things. Success. People pulling through. When someone has a particularly incredible performance, I have to fight off tearing up. I feel so happy for them. With sad things, I can objectively analyze them, and I cannot get sad. I can understand that this is just life, and it is what it is. I mean, I won't feel good, but I won't start weeping. I don't weep for sad things the way I weep for happy. I can rationalize and understand sorrow. I can internalize it. I get it. I just get so happy for people sometimes. When things go well, as a human being, you realize how hard it is to overcome competition or these difficult moments or these moments when you're tested. And you know there's fears and insecurities that these people have to battle, as well as the actual physical task in front of them. There's so much going on.
You can do this. You can do this.
This is going to define you. If you back off, get scared and give it your ear, this is going to define you.
You can do this. You can do this.
You just press and realize you can do this and succeed. It will define you in a positive way. You can do this. You can do this. Of discipline and success. I don't even like going to movies where they're sad. I'm not interested. I know it's sadness. I've been sad. I get it. I'm not interested in getting that in a form of entertainment. I like success. I like seeing people triumph. I like seeing the human spirit manifest itself in spectacular ways.
It's a beautiful day to be alive here at the peak of recorded human civilization.
Yeah, shouts out Grand Delay. Sure is a beautiful song. Speaking of beautiful songs, Matthew Felty has chosen this one. Make some noise for Scott Adams.
Everybody, is someone else's weirdo.
The uncancellable Scott Adams in the Meaning Wave universe. Shouts out to the weirdos. What's up, Gary Smith? Ja bless ya. Yes, he did. Gracias, amigo.
Weird. If anybody found out how weird I am, I'd be in trouble. Because, man, I'm so weird. Well, I would like to introduce to you the basket case theory, something I developed when I was a young man to explain what I was witnessing. And it goes like this. If you meet a stranger, could be somebody you want to date or just somebody you work with, maybe just a friend. When you meet them, don't they seem pretty complete? Have their act together pretty well? Man, that stranger. I wish I could be like that stranger, because that stranger doesn't have anything weird about them. They've got their act together and, on the inside, pretty confident and pretty capable. And then time goes by, and you learn more about your date, or your friend, or your co-worker.
Yeah!
There's a flaw. Oh, I didn't see that on day one, but there does seem to be a flaw. Maybe a little weirdness. Day 10, looks like there's more than one flaw. 2 years later?
Well, I guess. Everybody's fucked up. Like you.
Everybody looks good.
It's true. Everybody's fucked up. Everybody's fucked up. Like you.
Everybody looks good until you get to know them.
Everybody's fucked up.
Fucked
up just like you.
Just different kinds of baskets.
Yeah, yeah!
As soon as you realize...
Make some noise if you fucked up too, baby.
Free fucking person.
Every!
It's a basket case. You're free. You're free.
Libertad!
What is it that bothers you more than anything as long as you're healthy and you have a job?
Hola, Del Santino!
What bothers you more than anything is what people think of you, or what you think they think of you, or what they might think of you, or how they would treat you if you did this embarrassing thing. They're not better than you. Basket case theory. They're not better than you. They're just people you don't know that well. That's it.
That's it.
There's nothing else to the story. You just don't know them that well. If you did, you wouldn't be impressed.
Everybody's fucked up.
It's true. Everybody's fucked up. Like you.
Everybody looks good. Until you get to know them.
Fucked up just like you. It's true. Everybody's fucked up like you.
Everybody looks good until you get to know. Once you get to know a human being,
fucked up just like you. Whoa. Everyone's fucked up. Everyone's fucked up. Everyone looks good. Everyone's fucked up too. Everyone's fucked up. Everyone's fucked up. Everyone looks good. Everyone's fucked up too. Yeah, that's right. JT, you're next, actually. Matthew Fells, he wanted to hear Remember the Basket Case. Oh shit, I played the wrong song. It was Remember the Basket Case theory that you wanted to hear. Oh, oops, I guess we're going to have a bonus song situation. What an absolute tragedy. Wow, that one's a good one anyway. What's up, Joe Welko? Man, like Joe Welko, appreciate the support, you bad man, you. Says, Kira, thoughts on a cyber hacking session. Samples from the movie Sneakers, banger. War Games, double banger. Matrix, treble banger. Well, I don't know, bigger than that. Inception, etc. Would be great to hear your creations on that. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for all your work. Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for your support, you beautiful man. You must have missed it, because check this out. I was just trying to find it. We did a mixtape called The Meaning Pill Volume 1, Escape the Matrix mixtape, which is built around a selection of samples from The Matrix and has this cool art that I did. So you might want to check that out. But there is much... yeah, that whole genre is one of my favorite of genres, and we have barely scratched the surface of it over here. So you can look forward to that sort of thing. And War Games, particularly, I've been wanting to rewatch War Games. It's on my current rewatch watch list. We watch a classic movie every week here. It's an opportunity for me to educate my son and sometimes my wife, and watch amazing movies. And War Games is on my list, but. Actually, I'd forgotten about Sneakers. Was Sneakers the one that had Johnny Lee Miller in it? It was, wasn't it? Yeah, that was a banger. That was a whole genre. There was a whole bunch of them. Anyway, so yes is the answer. Yes. JC the Lion Half. Big choice. Big request. All them Terrence McKenna emojis. All of them. All of them. Flood the chat with Terrence McKenna. What other movies did I miss in that list, by the way? Like, well, did not I? Did Joe and I miss? Because, like, that's a whole genre. Think about movies in the kind of cyber hacking slash... I got a whole playlist of these things. For example, Dark City, it kind of fits in that world. Dark City is amazing. I've been wanting to do something Dark City themed forever.
What has never been said to see what has never been seen. Draw, paint, sing, sculpt, dance, and act. What has never before been done. The envelope of creativity and language, and what's really important is the self-presence of direct experience, which is a fancy term, yeah. Which just simply means we have to stop consuming our culture. We have to stop consuming our culture. We have to create culture. Don't watch TV.
Don't
read magazines. Don't even listen to NPR. Create your own roadshow. The nexus of space and time where you are now is the most immediate sector of your universe. And if you're worrying about Michael Jackson or Bill Clinton or somebody else, then you are disempowered. You're giving it all away to icons. Icons which are maintained by an electronic media, so that if you want to dress like X or have lips like Y,
aye.
This is shit brain.
Sleep now.
That is all cultural diversion. And what is real is you and your friends and your association, your highs, your orgasms, your hopes, your plans, your fears. And we're told no. We're unimportant. We're peripheral. Get a degree. Get a job. Get a this. Get a that. And then you're a player. You don't even want to play in that game. You want to reclaim your mind and get it out of the hands of the cultural engineers who want to turn you into a
half-baked moron.
Consuming all this trash that's being manufactured out of the bones of a dying world.
Yeah.
Where is that at?
Where's that at?
Where's
that at? She. go.
Say what has never been said. Say what has never been seen. Draw, paint, sing, sculpt, dance, and act. What has never before been done. Say
what has never been said.
To see
what has never been seen.
Draw, paint, sing, sculpt, dance, and act. What has never before been done. Whoa! Reclaim! Reclaim!
Reclaim your mind. Reclaim your mind. What's up, Chow Chow Hig? Hi. Chow 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 Chow. Says Monday Akira Rescue. You already know. That's right. Matthew Felty has a question. Una pregunta. Una pregunta. Hola, en sentido. Bienvenidos a Casa del Sentido. Soy Akira the Don. Mini Wave Masterpieces number. What's the next one? Is it 4 or 5? I think it's 5. Or is it 4? Oh, shit, I can't remember. Anyway, when is it? It will be this year. I've been working on that. I have been. Oh, hello, darling. My wife has come to bring me water. Isn't this wonderful? Aki TNES for Sita. You want to say hi? No. Never wants to say hi. Just comes in and smiles cheekily. Anyway, yeah, Mini Wave Masterpieces 2 I've been working on, and that's got a bunch of fire things. I'm reaching out to the people involved and tracking them down to get their permission on that one. Takes a while sometimes. Someone I was trying to get hold of for a while, maybe 6 weeks, just hit me back this morning. Literally just hit me back this morning, so that's good. I was thinking I was going to have to go get a plane and literally track this person down to their mama house or something, but they got back to me this morning. Woo! So anyway, yeah, there'll be a new Masterpieces album this year. It's on the docket, isn't it, darling? The new Masterpieces album, it's on the docket for this year, isn't it? Yes, it is. Yes, thank you. What are you listening to? What? Are you listening to me? But you're behind. But you're slightly behind. That's nice. Who's modding? Where's Jason? Has he disappeared? Huh? All right, you're on it, are you? Nice. See, the whole team's on. See, the whole family's on board. Reclaim your mind. Gracias por agua, Esposita Benita. Reclaim your mind.
Broadcasting live from the peak of recorded human civilization.
You're listening to
Akira the Don.
Yeah, yeah. Why, boy, there's why, boy, 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 check in right now, Angel, boy.
You might be watching it live, or something might be showing it to you.
If you're feeling super lonely, you might be addicted, and you're trying to figure out a way out, and you're thinking, what the hell do I do? I'm trapped, I'm lonely, and maybe addicted, and I have low self-esteem, and all these people who are doing better than me are beating up on me and controlling me. Their opinions are actually just breaking my brain. I can't stop thinking about what they said about me. Is that you?
Yeah, that is you.
I'm going to give you at least a few tricks. This will just be a start. It's not going to fix anybody instantly. But I'll give you a few tricks for escaping. Okay? Some brain hacks, some life hacks. It goes like this. Number one.
Always remember
the basket case theory. That's trick one.
Everybody's broken.
Always remember the basket case theory.
No complete people, just broken people.
Always remember
the basket case theory. That's trick one. Everybody's broken. They are just completely broken. And you should have
pity on them.
Yo! The person who's talking to you and is insulting you, they're broken. Did you say to yourself, oh my goodness, somebody who's normal is criticizing me? Do you know how many times that's happened? How many times has a person who's got it together and they're normal and they're criticizing me? How many times has that ever happened? Do you think a lot? Because the answer is zero. It's never happened. Nobody who has their act together is criticizing you in cruel ways. But you are getting criticized in cruel ways. You're being judged not by good people. You're being judged by thoroughly broken people who are acting out. They're taking out their pain on you. If you imagine that they're complete, somehow good people, well, that feels pretty bad. You don't want somebody that you respect, or at least think is normal, to be judging you. That feels terrible. They don't exist. They don't exist.
Hey.
That thing that somebody said, it was said. The words exist. But there's no such thing as an unbroken person. They think that type of stuff.
Always remember
the basket case theory. That's trick one. Everybody's broken.
Always remember the basket case theory.
No complete people, just broken people.
Always remember the basket case theory.
That's trick one. Everybody's broken.
They're just completely broken. And you should have pity on them.
Rest in peace, Ed Piskor. Put it up. Put it up.
They are just completely broken.
And you should have pity on them.
And your first thought should be empathy. Not feeling bad. So that's your first trick. Under the basket case theory, nobody's good. It just doesn't exist. And trust me, the older you get, the more people you meet, the more you'll know this is true. There are no complete people, just broken. The more broken they are, the more they're going to come after you, because they need that. They need to push you down so that they can feel good for today.
On them, they're just completely broken, and you should have pity on them. You should have pity on them. Yeah, that was the right one. That was the right one, Matthew Fauci. Someone's trying to drag you down. You must be above them.
I was just thinking that Jocko's kind of...
A lot of people can be real father figures for me. I have such a desperation for that energy and that connection in my...
Alec Moran!
I will latch on to people.
Brother Moran.
I swear.
This goes out to you, baby.
I'll tell you this. So...
I saw my dad in a dream.
When I was in Hawaii. Or in Maui. I was in Maui and it was really crazy because I hadn't seen him in 20 years, even in a vision, you know, when I had an adult vision, and I saw him, you know, when I saw him, it was crazy. We were at a, it was kind of confusing, it was a dream, you know, and Robert De Niro was there and Matthew McConaughey was there. come and meet Matthew McConaughey, but he didn't want to meet Robert De Niro. And so I was trying to, like, mediate between the two of them. And finally, my dad and Matthew McConaughey got to meet each other, which doesn't mean anything, but it was just interesting to see my father. I hadn't seen him.
I saw my dad in a dream. I saw my dad in a dream.
I hadn't seen him in 20 years.
Even in a vision.
I saw my dad in a dream.
I saw my dad in a dream. I hadn't seen him in 20 years. Even in a vision.
Man, I got it, Moran.
A dream.
I am willing to donate to request two more songs. What you'll want to hear. I'm going to request what I see most. Apologies in advance if I don't see Choose Your Choice.
And
spam the chat with requests, broke people. This is your time to shine, and everyone else. Shout out to Venice Beach Dub Club. How you doing, baby? How was your show? How was your show? How did that thing go? First show back since Tom Hanks and all of his tomfoolery. Come on.
20 years.
Even in a vision.
My dad in a dream. I saw my dad in a dream. I hadn't seen him in 20 years. Even in a vision.
I saw my dad.
Please come
in a
carry
dream.
The boats.
I saw
and
my
the
dad
loves.
In a dream. I hadn't seen him in 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. Even in a vision.
I've seen him in pictures and I've seen him in just, you know, imaginating what, or imagination, what his, what he looked like or something, but I hadn't seen him really. And it made me think that my dad lives in Hawaii or something, you know, like I was like, oh, is this where he's been? And it made me think, well, of course this is where he's been. This is where I would be. It is stunning. Oh yeah, I got to see my dad, man. I got to see him. It was... I just didn't know. I didn't know that he's been in Hawaii or been, you know, that he's been there. And he was healthy. He was healthier looking than I'd ever seen him in my whole life. That's what's wild. He was kind of thicker. He'd been eating. His hair was darker. And he was laughing, man. He was laughing. I don't know. I mean, he lives in that world, in the subconscious or in dream world. So I have no idea what his life is like there. He may drive a Corvette. I don't know. I didn't see, the parking lot or anything like that. I just saw just him.
I saw my dad in a dream. I saw my dad in a dream. I hadn't seen him in 20 years. Even in a vision.
I saw my dad in a dream.
I saw my dad in a dream.
I hadn't seen him in 20 years. Even in a vision.
I saw my dad in a dream. I hadn't seen him in 20 years. 20 years. Even in a vision. I saw my dad in a dream. I hadn't seen him in 20 years. Even in a vision. I saw my dad in a dream. Even in a vision. I saw my dad in a dream. I hadn't seen him in 20 years. Even in a vision. I saw my dad in a dream.
Yeah. Even in a vision. Man like Alec Moran. Hey, yo, we need to do the international high five. Chocolas. International high five. Chocolas. Yo, we do. For the international high five today, let's just tie it all together. Let me know where you are and what's your choice of song. And Alec Moran will pick one or two. Kick it. Where you are, choose a Meaning Wave song. Meaning Wave song of choice. Where you are, Meaning Wave song of choice. Speaking of choice, Where was that amazing comment? Mike Can says, can you forward my super request from earlier? It was passed over by accident. No, nothing's been passed over. There are still ones to play from earlier.
And they will all be played.
Like always. Like always. Dibby, dibby, dibby. Mr. Accord says, I'm not broke. I'm just going to spend on merch, lol. I need a new Akira shirt to pick up nerd girls, you know? Yes, you do. And just because you wrote that and it amused me, I've just created a code in the back end. So if you enter the code SPRING, in all caps, SPRING, all caps, you'll get 15% off your order at checkout at meaningwave.com. Jason, can you put that in the chat? SPRING, all caps. 15% off everybody, everything at meaningwave.com. Because you're such a cutie. What's up, Chow Chow? Appreciate you. Venice Beach Dub Club says, bro. We rammed the show. It was epic. We filmed from multiple timespull angles. Timespull. And we're going to have it edited together with the nice to put up on YouTube. You're a G for remembering. Big up. That's so cool. Well, I told you, man. I feel you. Like, you know what I mean? I feel you. I feel like it must have been so exciting. That's so cool. I'm very happy for you. And hit me when it's up so I can check it out. And, you know, maybe I will be fortunate enough to be able to attend such a thing. You know what I mean? Maybe I will. Even in a vision. Alright, this was for somebody. Oh wait, I forgot, I'm international high-fiving. alright, what's going on with the international high-five world? Who's in the house? People in the house? Chow Chow, Animal Vibes. First choice in the men so far, but it's bit boop. You don't know, this is just people listening songs. No one's saying where they are. Maybe we're just happy, Happy Land, Oklahoma. Music is everything, Lane Stewart. Mr. Accord. Hey, yo! I accidentally spoke a coupon into being. Yes, you did. Well done. Congratulations on your summoning. Your summoning? Jason, you want to put the link with that as well. So repost that if you could. Say get 15% off with the code SPRING at checkout, meaningwave.com. Because happiness is out of it, meaning. Yeah, crazy typos, my bad, said Venice Beach Dub Club. I thought you'd invented something. I thought there was time travel involved. Seth Adam, much love for ACD and VBDC. Yes, sir. Javier Alejandro Ramirez. What's up, baby? Cindy, what's up? Shaky, what's up? Matthew, Colorado. Yeah, Venice Beach Dub Club. Up, up, up. Chris Champagne, Massachusetts. Yo, yo. Shouts out, everybody. Word XP's in the house. Three! Try that again. Three, two, one. Chocolate!
And so that is a nice little tangle. If I put this in the language of Oriental philosophy and religion,
yeah,
it would be something like this. The Buddha said that wisdom must come only from the abandonment of selfish craving or desire. The Buddha said that wisdom must come only from the abandonment of selfish craving or desire.
Whoa!
One who abandons that desire attains nirvana, which is supreme peace. liberation. Nirvana means in Sanskrit, blow out. That is, exhale the breath. Exhale the breath. The opposite, desire, is to breathe in. Now, if you breathe in and hold it, you lose your breath. But if you breathe out, it comes back to you. It comes back to you. The Buddha said that wisdom must come only from the abandonment of selfish craving or desire. The Buddha said that wisdom must come only from the abandonment of selfish craving or desire. So the principle here is, if you want life, don't cling to it. Let go. Let go. But the problem is, if I desire not to desire, is that not already desire? How can I desire not to desire? How can I surrender myself when myself is precisely an urge to hold on, to cling? To cling to life, to continue to survive.
To survive.
To survive. To survive.
Yeah.
The Buddha said that wisdom must come only from the abandonment of selfish craving or desire. The Buddha said that wisdom must come only from the abandonment of selfish craving or desire.
No.
I can see rationally that by clinging to myself, I may strangle myself. I may be like a person who has a bad habit, as a result of which he is committing suicide. And he knows that, but can't give it up, because the means of death are so sweet.
Buddha said. Buddha said. That was chosen by Alec Moran for the community. Shouts out to Alec Moran and the community. Oh, look! Alec Moran also just blessed the community with a gang of free subs. What a beautiful thing to do. Look, Maria Lizek got one. Man like Alec Moran. Appreciate you, brother. What a flipping guy. And there was a question in one of the requests, and the answer to that is yes, of course. And I just made that happen in a smart fashion.
BeingWave.com. Because happiness is a side effect of meaning. Akira.
Blessings for a successful campaign, says Walking Mole Poet. I've been hard on that replay game, getting after it.
Akira.
Request.
He's got
stupid memories. Love you, Maz.
This is a tough weekend for me, my friend. I don't know why. It doesn't bother me, but it does bother me. Memories. I'll drive by at night and I just shake my head. You know, I always go down by my mother's bar and make a left on Bergelin Avenue, and I see what that's like now. And that's completely different. Then I hook a left on New York Avenue. I shoot all the way up to like fucking 48th, and I cut all over to fucking Hudson Avenue. And I go all the way to 60th, and I make a fucking left down to County Boulevard, and I hit Benares. And I see what it looks like at night. Then I make a fucking right up. I got the same route every time, dog. Because that's the route I had as a child. I don't know. And that's it. I don't get out. I don't breathe the air. I just take that one ride to see.
Stupid Memories with Joey Diaz, requested by Brother Mork and More Poet. Shouts out to you, baby. Shouts out, Joey. God, if that reminds me, I need to reply. I need to email him back again. Get him. He's very difficult to communicate with, I gotta say.
Tremendous.
Mr. Accord says, T-shirt order placed. I got that it's a beautiful day to be alive. Hopefully the chicks dig the optimism. Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, people do dig optimism unless they're like broken people full of hatred. And you want to be, keeping them at bay anyway. So a shirt like that, that's a good way to just bring in the right people, you know what I mean? And to cut the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. Speaking of which, have you smashed the like yet? Have you noticed they only ever let in as or claim that there are as many viewers as there are likes? Have you noticed that? Isn't it crazy? So if you're not yet, smash the like, smash the like. Stupid memories. Stephen Pace, if this hasn't been requested yet today, Cosmic Order. No, it hasn't. Joseph Campbell. Got to celebrate Eclipse Day. Yeah, exactly.
This notion that out of death comes life becomes a very important theme in the later religions of the world. He who loses his life shall find it is a spiritualization of this idea. But then, when the first cities appear in Mesopotamia, about 3000 BC, large communities grow up based on agriculture. Planting has to take place a certain time, reaping a certain time, and there are professional priests watching the heavens to know when those times were, when those times came. And those men became aware of the movement of the planets through the fixed stars. And they calculated and recognized that these planets were moving in mathematically inevitable courses. And the idea came into being. Men became aware of the movement of the planets through the fixed stars, of a cosmic order of mathematical precision. Men became aware of the movement of the planets through the fixed stars. The neighbors now are the stars. The planets. On and on, as the day comes and goes,
boom.
The year comes and goes, the
boom.
Eons come and go, and the whole society must go into accord with that. idea that the human society should reproduce the heavenly order comes in. The neighbors now with the stars, and this still lives with us in our religions. All of our religions have inherited this motif from the old Babylonian world. It went out with the higher civilizations to India, to China, even across the Pacific, to Mexico and Peru. And you see these great towers, these great temple towers, that represent the mountain of the world. It's the axis of the world, around which the world turns, as it does around the pole star, the whole world. And society, and individual in it, are like the planet. It's moving in a great course. And society, and individual in it, are like the planet. It's moving in a great course. Then became aware of the movement of the planets through the fixed stars, of a cosmic order, of mathematical precision.
Man became aware
of the movement of the planets through the fixed stars. The neighbors now are the stars and the planets.
What's up, Amanda Dances? Appreciate you.
From a very basic thing. I know what my intent is, and I'm very grounded in it. And I deploy enormous amounts of empathy to my haters. When somebody leaves a comment that I'm a charlatan or a snake oil salesman, or my daddy gave me the money to build the liquor store and I shouldn't be listened to, I understand why they say that. I know it's not true. It feeds me in a very good way. And so for me, to be very honest with you, it's been very easy, because when your intent is pure, I think about succeeding in one very simple story. There are two ways, my friends, to build the biggest building in town. Step number one, just build the biggest building in town.
Build the biggest building in town.
Step number one.
Yeah. Build the biggest building in town.
Build the biggest building in town. Step number two. Build a decent-sized building, and then spend all your time trying to tear everybody else's building around you down, so you end up being the biggest building in town. My friend, 95% of people try to do number two. But when you know you can build the fucking biggest building in town, you do that. You do that. And so, because I know what my intent is, I just don't value anybody's opinion about me, including my parents and wife and children, more than I value my opinion about my just build the biggest building in town.
Yeah! Build the biggest building in town. Step number one, go. Step number one, go. Build the biggest building in town. The biggest building in town.
Just build the biggest building in town.
Trivia for you. This is the beat of this song, which is featuring Gary Vee, in case you didn't know. I always think everybody knows everything, but surely, of course, they don't. Build the biggest building in town. The beat for this started out as a beat that I made for for Chris Reagan. If you know Chris Reagan, he's a YouTube personality. He mainly focuses on a podcast these days, I believe. Anyway, in the sort of 2016, that sort of era, he was like a
the biggest building,
like a culture war YouTuber guy. And he came around the studio one time and he wanted me to make him a beat for a song he was doing. And he'd already done the song, and the song he was using like an Eminem beat. And he wanted me to make a beat to like swap it out. And I made this. Pretty much like 80% of what this is, like there on the spot for him. And then he gave me a hug and then he went away, and then I never heard anything off him. And then a couple weeks later, he put out just the Eminem version. So I was like, oh, fine. Which meant that I had this beat on deck. And then when it came to making this record and I had this bit of vocal, it fit perfectly. I was very pleased. So shouts out to
the biggest
Chris Reagan.
Step number one.
Without whom this song would not exist.
Building in town. Build the biggest build.
Alec Moran says, that's hilarious. I've been watching Chris Reagan for like 6 years.
Build.
Yeah, there you go. What a world.
Number one.
Build a universe, says Free Consciousness, which is true.
Building in town.
That was the second to last of the Alec Moran crowd requests. To the people who made some people made requests earlier and they haven't been played yet. Basically, if you make a request and it's like you super chat $2 and then somebody makes a request and they super chat like $10, the $10 one will get priority. So I will return to the smaller donation super chats after I've cleared through the larger ones. It's just in case, but don't worry, your stuff will get played. It always does.
Step number one. Step number one. Build the biggest building in town. Step number one. Step number one. Build the biggest build.
Meaning way. Have you made your ancestors' sacrifice worthwhile today?
One of the requests was for a song that hasn't been released and isn't even finished. But it's a song that was unlocked as part of the campaign. And people have been asking for. Another song was unlocked as part of the campaign. Multiple songs were. One of them has not yet been played. That will be played this week during a special broadcast. But one of the Moran donation songs. Am I able to request the new unreleased but witnessed once Goggins track? You're allowed to do what you like, but I will play it. Bear in mind, this is a work in progress. It's not finished, but it is awesome. And you know, it's currently only available to people who support the channel via Patreon or the channel members thing and can download the third stream we did on that Easter Sunday last week, the week or whatever it was, because YouTube blocked the whole stream. Anyway, let's play it. Yeah! All them Goggins emojis in the chat, let's go! We need more Goggins emojis in the chat. We need a wall of Goggins emojis in the chat. Shecky says, I thought Akira plays them in the order they sound best because they always sound badass. That's part of it as well. I also play them in the order they sound best. So, you know, that's also a part of how it works. There's a lot that goes on. There's a lot of things going on in all of these shows and performances, you know? Right, where's all them Goggins faces? There we go, that's better. That's better, that's more appropriate. All of them! Goggins faces, look at those beautiful things. All right, where's all those people shouting Goggins? Come back. Yeah, yeah! Exclusive!
Get it, David, come on.
Get it, David. Come on. That's a work in progress right there. From Goggins 2, coming soon. Who's gonna carry the boats and the lugs? Open brackets. They don't know me, son. Close brackets. Working title. Ah. People gonna be bench pressing nuns to that one, baby. That's gonna have people doing crazy shit. I'm expecting new PRs to be unlocked globally due to that shit, I would say. But, Mr. Record, the ones that have Akira's own vocals always sound best. I mean, they're pretty much all doing, even some are very, very subtly, so you wouldn't even necessarily know. So you're subconsciously edged into the direction of melody.
But yeah, I agree.
Man, I'm pumped, Stephen Pace. Good. Lane Stewart, I'm ready to carve a canoe. Cindy Bailey, that song is an untamed wild beast. Yes, it is. Hot damn, says Mason. Beast, says Shecky. Someone says something about a PR, but I can't find it. So many PRs, says Stephen Pace, exactly. Is it free consciousness who just said he just did one just now? Big up all of y'all, and big up Brother Moran for making so many dreams come true.
First, I want to thank you, because I am a stage 4 cancer survivor.
Yeah.
And in my darkest hours that a lot of people can't comprehend, you were there.
Black and Blue Finn says, my former roommate failed SEALs training because of boats on head.
I don't know if I'm going to come out of this battle. I don't know if I'm going to come home.
The best
Have you ever known anyone that has cancer? Terminal cancer? And made it through? Have you ever known anyone that's happened? And he's like, yes. And I said, when you talk to them, many times, they say, I'm glad that this happened to me. Number one, because it proved I could take it. Number two, better me than one of my kids. And number three, now that I know how dark it can get, I know how dark it can get. Now that I know how dark it can get, I truly appreciate the light in the world. Now that I know how dark it can get, I know how dark it can get. Now that I know how dark it can get, I truly appreciate the light. That's what combat is and was for me. That's what it was. It was dark and horrible, and I wouldn't wish it on anyone, just like you wouldn't wish cancer on anyone. But if I can give them a little knowledge, a little bit of a glimpse into what it is, when you said that, people are clapping because they get to see a little bit of it. Tonight, and they think, oh, what about that girl? What about that girl? She's fighting. She's living. And I'm gonna live too. And I'm gonna live too.
Now that I know
how dark it can get.
Now that I know
how dark it can get.
Hey, now that I know. Now that I know I know how dark it can get. Now that I know
I truly appreciate the light in the world. Don't pretend to have the cognitive capacity to comprehend the mysteries of the world.
Shouts out to Brother Moran. How dark it can get. Next one's from Mike Kant. Shouts out to my bro Sean. He had chapter 51. In life. In life.
The opportunity.
Shouts out Sean.
Usually when you're young and you don't have any responsibility. That's when you have your options. Well, your options are severely limited the more you gather responsibilities.
But,
like, if I had, as a 51-year-old father of three, married man, pays taxes, has a house and a mortgage and a business and all that jazz, if I had to quit everything now and struggle the way I struggled as a stand-up comedian, it would never work. The only way I could be this person now is if I took that chance when I was 21, when I was dead broke and had my cars repossessed and all that stuff. That's
the only way
to ever get where you want to go. You have to take a path that's dangerous.
Take a path that's dangerous.
The only way to ever get where you want to go. You have to take a path that's dangerous. Take a path that's dangerous. The only way to ever get where you want to go.
is dangerous.
Take a path.
Is dangerous.
And most people want to take the safe path.
Nuke's in the chat. Joe Rogan face in the chat. FaceTime Joe Rogan. Nuke in the chat. What?
In quiet desperation.
Quiet desperation in the chat. What?
Almost every time. It's hell. It's hell. You're selling insurance or some other shit that you care zero about. It's hell. It's hell. It's hell. It's hell. The only way you ever get where you want to go, you have to take a path that's dangerous. Take a path that's dangerous. The only way you ever get where you want to go, you have to take a path that's dangerous. Take a path that's dangerous. The only way you ever get where you want to go, you have to take a path that's dangerous. Take a path that's dangerous. The only way.
Take determination of your fate into your own hands. That is the moment you can be crushed. Be cautious. Allow for surprises. When we create, there are always other forces at work.
What's up, Amcast?
At work. At work. Cannot be understood by stopping it. Understanding must move with the flow of the process, must join with it and flow with it, must join with it and flow with it. That which submits rules. The willow submits to the wind and prospers until one day it is many willows, a wall against the wind. This is the willow's purpose. A wise man will himself.
Yo! There's only to die. The wise man molds himself. The fool lives only to die. Only to die.
Do you wrestle with dreams? Do you contend with shadows? Do you move in a kind of sleep? Time has slipped away. Your life is stolen. You tarried with trifles, victim of your folly. Wait without purpose. In the highest state of tension. Do not compete with what is happening. To compete is to prepare for failure. Do not be trapped by the need to achieve anything. This way, you achieve everything. You do not take from this universe. It grants you what it will.
A wise man molds himself. The fool lives only to die.
The wise man molds himself.
The fool lives
only to die.
Only to die. Only to die. Only to die. Only to. Wise man and the fool, Dune Wave. Dune Wave. Dune Wave. Shouts out everyone locked in. What's up, Doc? What up, brother Doc? Oh shit, I leave tomorrow for. Alright, so backstory on this, lore on this. Doc has been popping in here with semi-regularity, just occasionally asking. What'd you think of this place? What'd you think of this place? What'd you think of that place? Most of them I knew nothing about, so I've not personally been very useful in Doug's research. However, Doug says, I leave tomorrow for Honolulu, Tokyo, Saipan, Thailand, the Philippines, and more. So these are all places Doug was asking about. Looks like he's going to go to all of them. All of them. May I ask the Meaning Wave blessings for my journey? You may... And, yeah, the blessings are all yours. You ain't need to ask for them because you already got them. You are the blessings. The blessings are all within you already, and you already know that. However, I will still bestow the meaning wave blessings upon you. In fact, we'll do it together. We'll do it in the form of an international blessing, which is a lot like a chocolas, i.e. international high five, but it's a blessing that's also done in the form of a high five. And we will all do it together, and we will combine our energy to bless Dark's adventure, and we look forward to hearing all about it. So join me, brothers and sisters, in blessing this adventure.
Determination of your fate into your own hands. That is the moment you can...
Wrong thing.
Be cautious. Allow for surprises. When we create, there are always other forces at
three.
Work.
Two.
Work.
One. Blessings! 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 We got the meaning with blessings upon the adventure of Dark. Dark is going to go find the ice wall. Find the ice wall and report back. Go beyond the ice wall. Find the giant things.
The fact that I know that the information that I'm purveying by all these means is helping people sort out their lives.
Thousands and thousands of people. It's overwhelming. And it's great.
What's up, Mowgli?
And that's well worth it.
Whoa, whoa!
I'm afraid that we're on the precipice of doing something quite stupid. And I was hoping that if enough people pull themselves together and return with some understanding to the core values that made our culture great,
hey.
All cultures great, the real values that human beings have to guide themselves by, that will avoid unnecessary catastrophe, and that will put the world in a better place. I think we can do that.
Taxes? There's nothing new about those either. The first income tax was paid by Abraham.
Chinchilla and Manila.
The hand of divinity and handed to Moses.
Bo, at
the
bo,
Mount
bo.
Sinai. You might want to remember this. It was at the flat rate of 10%. It promised the wrath of God on anybody who tampered with or violated that law. Christ was born in Bethlehem because Joseph was on his way to pay his taxes. Joseph was a relatively well-to-do landowner.
Both
taxes exacted by Caesar Augustus were so exorbitant that he didn't have enough money left over to employ a trusted messenger for the mission. So though his wife was great with child, he made the journey himself.
Journey himself. Hi.
Christ was born in Bethlehem because Joseph was on his way to pay his taxes. Christ was born in a manger because there was a housing shortage when he got there. Our problems are not new. Christ was born in a manger because there was a housing shortage.
Our problems are not new.
Christ was born in a manger because there was a housing shortage. Our problems are not new.
Hey, yo, man, like Dark.
Housing shortage.
Just dropping. Just dropping 99.99 on the chat like a G, just as he leaves to go on his grand adventure. Appreciate you. Take those blessings. Those blessings be upon the wave. Blessings be upon the wave to the meaning. Sentido! Hola de Sentido! We are blessed. We are blessed with meaning. We are blessed with family. We are blessed with you. you.
Our problems are not new. I was born in a manger because there was a housing shortage. Our problems are not new.
Please do report.
That's right.
Please do report. I do want to know what happens.
Our problems are not new. I was born in a manger because there was a housing shortage. Our problems are not new. That's right. I was born in a manger because there was a housing shortage. Our problems are not new.
Chinchilla and Manila.
The substance of the tree is carbon. Where did that come from? That comes from the air.
I'm going to dedicate this one.
People look at trees and
Alec Moran chose this.
Ground. The plants grow out of the ground. But it is.
I'm going to dedicate this to Doc.
We find out.
Who's going to go out and find the source of things.
Yeah.
He's going to find the ice wall. He's going to find the periphery. He's going to find the giant trees.
The carbon dioxide in the air goes into the tree and it changes it, kicking out the oxygen. And pushes.
He's going to act as a meaning wave missionary to all those he meets as well. Isn't that exciting?
Water comes out of the ground. Only it came out of the air, didn't it? And down from
yes!
The sky. So in fact, most of it, almost all of the trees are out of the ground. I'm sorry, it's out of the air. Now, of course, I told you, the oxygen and carbon stick together very tight. How is it the tree is so smart and managed to take the carbon dioxide, just the carbon oxygen nicely, and undo that? Ah, life. Life has some mysterious force. No, the sun is shining. And it's the sunlight that comes down and knocks its oxygen away from the carbon. So it takes sunlight to get the plant to work. And so the sun, all the time, is doing the work of separating the oxygen away from the carbon. The oxygen is some kind of terrible byproduct, which it spits back into the air, and leaving the carbon and water and stuff to make the substance of the tree. Then when we take the substance of the tree and stick it in the fireplace, there's all the oxygen made by these trees. And all the carbon would much prefer to be close together again. And once you let the heat to get it started, it continues and makes an awful lot of activity while it's going back together again. And all this nice light and everything comes out. And everything is being undone. You're going back to carbon.
Boom!
Back to carbon. And the light, the heat that's coming out, that's the light and heat of the sun that went in.
Hey, hey, sun that went in.
So it's sort of stored sun that's coming out when you burn a log. So it's sort of stored sun that's coming out when you burn a log.
Go, go, go! Yeah! Man Like Ducks is one of my favorite songs too, thank you. Boom! Free Consciousness picked this one.
Therefore,
described it, just wrote Supercharged with Meaning. This song is not called Supercharged with Meaning, but it is Supercharged with Meaning.
Therefore, take no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
Spent a long time trying to figure out what that meant, too, because it's another one of those lines that can easily be read as pro-grasshopper, an anti-ant. I'm not going to tell it, but the ant works, and the grasshopper fiddles. The ant has a pretty good time in the winter, and the grasshopper dies.
Oof.
And so, this is like a pro-grasshopper line, but it's not. It says something else. It says that if you orient yourself properly, and then pay attention to what you do every day,
That works. And if it feels like it works,
that works.
Keep doing it.
That works.
Be it! Go!
And you can live in the day.
That has aim.
You have to have an aim.
hey, 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 living the day.
Your grievance has a name. You have to have a name. That makes every moment supercharged.
Whoa.
You talk sometimes about weak men.
Chinchilla and Manila.
Why are weak men such a problem?
Well, weak people are a problem. In general. That I don't mean physically weak. I mean cowardly.
Cowardly.
And deceitful. I'm thinking more in terms of moral weakness. There's a variety of reasons. First of all, if you can't support your own weight, let's say, then someone else has to do it. And that's not good. If you don't pick a forthright and useful and noble pathway through life, then you'll become bitter and too hurt by the tragedy of existence, and then you tend to seek your revenge wherever you can get it. And that's not good.
That's not good.
So, it's a mistake on all fronts. It's not good for you. It's not good for your family. It's not good for the community. It's certainly not a good medium to long-term strategy, because life is very, very difficult, and you have to be prepared for that. That's strength.
And necessary. That's strength and necessary.
I had a watcher the other night at my lecture in Oslo, and he wrote me a letter. He was a 17-year-old boy. His father had died suddenly, about 6 months before, and he found his dad when he was dying and was very, very shocked and horrified and hurt by what had happened. And I had recommended on my YouTube lectures, one thing you could aim for was to be the strongest person at your father's funeral. And so that's what he did. And he helped his mom, and he wrote a 200-word eulogy, and
thank you.
Shouts on Amazon. God bless each and every one of you. Blessings on each and every one of you. Chosen my chinchilla in Manila right at the beginning of the show. Right at the beginning. And this is the perfect song to peak on. It contains so much of what I've been thinking about lately. And I haven't listened to this song for a long time. But here it is. Dr. Jordan B. Peterson, Strength, one of the many wonderful JVP Wave songs. One of them. Let me have to show you this. One of them got 500,000 streams yesterday. Just yesterday. I wonder if I can bring this up. Hang on.
Let me see.
Oh yeah, of course I can. Of course I can. All I have to do is go to my ex. Just checking in on my ex here. Doobie doobie doobie. There's a Super Request show announcement. Thank you, Jason. Did you know, I don't know if you know I'm doing this, so I put the whole of today's music video as a vertical. I've edited it as a vertical because I was going to, like, you know, you have to recontextualize things for vertical platforms. And oftentimes you lose stuff, so I've actually done a different edit of the last two music videos in vertical format. So it just works better on that platform, just in case, you know, just so you know. But, what am I looking for? It happened earlier today. Ah, yeah, this is it. All right, check this out. So the official Nashville Instagram account posted this.
Because it's great, so why stop? Well, you do stupid things when you're drunk. You hurt yourself, you compromise your health. It's really hard on the people around you. You tend to turn into a liar, and it screws up your life. It's like, yeah, but it's pretty fun. Yeah, well, it is. But you need something better than that. And what's better isn't being straight and not making mistakes. It's like that's all prohibition.
In some sense. So happy.
What's better is... No, you need an adventure, man. Alcohol is an interesting drug. Alcohol. It's a hell of a drug. Alcohol.
Get out of the way, Carmen.
It's a great drug.
Anyway, so that's a video of Morgan Wallen getting arrested, and the Nashville Instagram account posted that with Jordan Peterson's drinking song as the main music. And it's had going over 500,000 views over the past day or something, whatever it is. And it's very funny. I love that. You know, you spend, and it's a wonderful thing, right? You'll spend days and days making a music video, right? And you'll get, I don't know, a few thousand views, 10,000 views, maybe if you're lucky, like lots. But a smart person just takes the song and puts it over some footage of someone getting arrested and reaches 500,000 people. Isn't it a wonderful world? So as I always say, thank you so much to everybody who, you know, puts our music in their videos, particularly videos of singers getting arrested that go viral on the internet. Cameron says, can you link that tweet? It's on my Twitter. Just go and just scroll down a couple of posts. I posted it about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Or Jason could post a link. And yeah, there you go. Amazing. What else? Where's Meaning Wave? Thank you to everyone for being here tonight. It was a wonderful show. Wonderful choices. Some things during the playing of some of those songs, some things clicked in my mind, and I know something I need to do now, which was something that was missing, and I'm very excited about it. So that's great. So thank you, as always, for the inspiration and support and all of that. We also, what did we decide today? We created a code, didn't we? If you use code SPRING, all caps, you get 15% off at meaningwave.com right now. So head on over to meaningwave.com and check out that stuff. Look at that great thumbnail. What an absolutely magnificent thumbnail that is. That was the stream that got yeeted, but channel members and patrons can still access it and stream it and download it. Hurrah. Good news, that is. Is this a few streams we've done? Yes, it is. I didn't stream most of that week. Wait a minute. No, there was a Super Request show. I'm sure we did a Super Request show. Maybe we didn't. No, we didn't. Anyway, whatever. I can't. My brain isn't working. this is what we have been doing. And we do have this music video out. And you can get 15% off of all this lovely stuff with the code SPRING, capitals, at checkout. And if you've not yet done it, you can still back the campaign. If you want to get a producer credit or a supporter credit and have that written into the CD, you need to do that like in the next 24 hours because it's going off to the printers tomorrow, pretty much, I think. But you could still get in. We did have a new supporter jump in yesterday, I believe it was. So that's delightful. And if you want to pre-order your CDs and all that, they will be shipping the week of the record's release, which is the week after next. Everything is on track. So that's all very exciting. And like I was saying, Captain Jack is arriving tomorrow. So he'll be on the stream, actually. I mean, it'd be stupid for me to have Captain Jack and not bring him on the stream, wouldn't it? So that'll be fun. And we'll be making some epic videos. Stephen Pay says, how did you get my picture for the thumbnail? Which thumbnail is that? Which thumbnail is that? Anything else? I can't remember. I don't think there was anything else. Anyway. What else is there? Well, I would like to thank everybody for coming down and hanging out tonight and joining us and making such a wonderful show. So many of you contributed today. Free Consciousness, Mute Barbecue, Chinchilla in Manila, Letitia Mendoza, Mancedo, Cito, Grant DeLay, Andrew Pullman, Chinchilla in Manila, Mute Barbecue, Mike Can, Free Consciousness, Daniel Johnson, Laidlaw, Nakikso, Grant DeLay, Andrew Comaromi, who asked for a mashup. You won't get the mashup, but you will get the other half of the song. You can't just demand mashups, especially when I've never heard of Big Naked. Who's Big Naked? Do I need to look this up? Walking Mall Poet. Shout out to you, Matthew Felty, Mowgli, JT the Lionheart, Gary Smith. Ja bless, man like Gary Smith. Joe Walco, Chow Chow Haig, Matthew Felty, Brother Morand, beautiful Brother Morand, who gave so much to so many today and made so many dreams come true. Mighty Venice Beach Dub Club, who's performing live again. That's very exciting. Stephen Pace. Chow Chow. Amcast. Amanda Dances out in Kansas. And, of course, our beautiful brother, Duck, who's off on a magical adventure. And we're very proud of. Go forth and be mighty, Duck. And all of you, of course. One more song.
If you discover in life anything better than justice, self-control, truth and courage in this life, anything better than a mind, satisfy. Don't let go. If you find anything better than that, embrace it with a resolution.
if nothing higher is revered than the very divinity that's within you. The thing that's injected is also all your appetites. Examine all your thoughts, as the courage used to say. Detach yourself from sense and submit it to your gods and cares for all mankind. If you find there's nothing of greater value than this, you look for nothing else, for anything that might lead you astray. Might tempt you off the path and leave you unable to devote yourself completely to achieving the art and the goodness that is uniquely yours. It would be wrong, wrong for anyone to stand in the way. The applause of the crowd, be your power, be your pleasure. All my dreams will be compatible with it for a while, but suddenly they control us and we just self-control, truth and courage in this life. Anything better than a mind satisfied.
Whoa,
satisfied to accept what's beyond its control. If you discover in life
anything better than justice, don't let go.
So I say to of your own free will, think the better and stick to it. And what's best is for the best, but that's what benefits me as a rational being, as a rational being. It isn't on a boat, just say so, and stand your ground without making a show. Just make show, you make a choice that it won't betray.
If you discover it,
self-control, truth and courage in this life. Anything bad out of mind, satisfied. That it succeeded in enabling you to have rationality and satisfied to accept what's beyond its control. If you discover her life,
anything bad out of justice,
don't let go. Go. Don't let go. Don't let go. Oh, 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 oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Hey, yo. Thank you, brothers and sisters. That was the Super Request Show. We'll be back. Woof. There's something really strange about being in a mask, then coming out of a mask. In a mask, then out of a mask. Yo, it's like waking from a dream. Anyway, thank you all for being here. We'll be back mañana. Should be back mañana. Captain Jack is arriving mañana. We got a lot going on this week. We'll be unveiling the Alan Watts song this week. The third Marcus Aurelius Meditations 2 single will be dropping this week. I won't mention other things. I don't want to curse them. Anyway, love to you and your family. Good night and God bless.
You're listening to Gira, the Don, artist, DJ, wave lord, and architect of the Meeting Wave Universe.